A significant lake effect snow event continues through portions of northern and western New York. Lake effect snow warnings are in effect on the lee sides of Lakes Erie and Ontario, where some areas will receive over 3 feet of snow accumulation. And the National Weather Service is projecting that some areas south of Buffalo could end up in the range of 5 to 6 feet of snow accumulation by tomorrow afternoon. In our area, a lake effect snow warning and advisory is in effect through portions of the western Adirondacks, where some areas will exceed 1 foot of accumulation. But for most of us, we are just dealing with a few scattered snow showers and flurries from time to time. At points, the snow could be heavy enough to leave a light accumulation on the ground. The most likely areas for that snow will be from the capital region on north and west as we work through tonight into tomorrow. Of course, the big story across not just the Northeast, but much of the nation is this Arctic outbreak coming in November. Our weather map today looks more like January, with daytime temperatures running in the 20s to around 30 degrees. Now, the wind has been quite gusty, reaching up over 30 miles per hour. So we have wind chill values that are in the single digits and teens on this November afternoon. And the cold continues into tonight with low temperatures running in the teens. Highs tomorrow will be on the cool side, again, mainly in the 20s to around 30. It won't be quite as windy as it has been today, but there will be a noticeable breeze adding a bite to this cold air mass. By Thursday, another front comes through with some snow showers. Lake effect snow returns in northern and western areas late Thursday into Friday as another shot of Arctic or even polar air arrives for week's end. We'll start to see temperatures turn back up over the weekend, and it could actually be warm, believe it or not, but not until Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, with areas of lake effect snow in the western Adirondacks, breezy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, with a chance of snow showers, breezy, high in the 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers with areas of lake effect snow in the western Adirondacks, breezy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy, high in the 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and continued cold, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Thursday, a mixture of sun and clouds, a chance of snow showers, with lake effect snow redeveloping in northern and western areas, high in the 30s to around 40, and on Friday, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.